Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruins win another face-off. High slot, it's Krug. Wrister deflected, they score! Krug ripped a wrist shot. The Bruins looked like they got a tip on it. It could have been Patrice Bergeron. A power play goal. 1-0 Bruins.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. Game four tonight. Pre-game 7:30. Puck drops. Unfortunately, not at 8. It's 8:20. They screw around for 20 minutes for no reason.
I'm not joking. I think that the official time that they started was 8:23 on Saturday night. Yeah, so it was a 23-minute.
It's always 8:23.
We got nowhere to go, right? We got nothing to do.
It's not even that. I'm not bitching about what time it starts. I'm bitching about that it should. There's nothing to watch. I mean, it's just garbage. It's 23 minutes of garbage.
You need that Liam McHugh pregame. You need it. It's very important.
Well, Liam McHugh, he used to be on that show on ESPN that was just like bros hanging out. All right, Bob Beers has to endure those 23 minutes, and he is the color voice of the Boston Bruins right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mr. Beers, thank you for joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
How you doing, guys? Hey, actually, it'll only be 22 minutes tonight because there's no player introduction. So, just 22 minutes tonight.
Oh, fantastic. They'll find some way to make it up. All right, so the Bruins figured out the Blues on Saturday night. They took away that forecheck and they closed those lanes. And that's the style of play that the Blues excel in and that they've been doing pretty much all year, if I'm not mistaken. Are the Blues capable of changing that and adapting to what the Bruins did on Saturday?
Well, they're going to try. I mean, that's their game, right? I mean, dump it in, put the Bruins defensemen back up against the glass, have their face, facing the glass to go back and get pucks. And, if they put pucks to areas, so when they dump the puck in, if they dump it in so it goes around the net, Rask can go out and play it, and he's been pretty good at playing things. It's not usually his strong point, but he's been pretty good all playoffs at going back, setting up pucks, and helping out the defenseman in that way. But if it doesn't get, that area behind the net, they call it the trapezoid, right? So if it doesn't get to that area, he can't play it. He's not allowed to play it outside of that area. So if they put pucks to those areas, now the defensemen have to go back, and they're going to be under pressure. I mean, there's ways to slow them down. You can slow them down through the neutral zone. You can slow them down because you've got pressure up the ice, and when they do dump it in, they're actually going for a line change. They're not applying that pressure. So there's different ways to kind of try to slow them down in those areas. But when they are effective, St. Louis, they'll dump it into certain spots and force the Bruins. I mean, Grizzlick going back for a puck was a good example of that. I know that Sundquist went over the line, but that's what they want to do. That's the areas they want to put the puck to and pressure right away. And they were effective in game two, but not nearly as effective in game three. I thought the Bruins did a great job maybe cheating a little bit, knowing that the pucks are going to be dumped in so the defensemen can bail a little bit earlier. The weak side defenseman can go bail a little bit earlier and go back and get those pucks and make a good decision. So, and I thought the forwards did an excellent job at getting pucks out. So if they actually rimmed the puck around the boards, the forwards were real strong at getting pucks out of the zone on the pinching defenseman.
I don't think I've ever seen such dominating success on the power play as the Bruins had. I mean, they scored four goals on four shots during those power plays. What did they do right, and can they do that again?
They won some puck battles. First goal is a face-off win, right? You win the face-off. Bergeron's real good at it. DeBrusk helped out because puck was right behind Bergeron. DeBrusk helps out, moves the puck to Krug. Krug's excellent at finding guys down low, finding sticks. So, in other words, not just you know, burying your head and taking a shot on goal. He's always got his head up from the point. He's always looking for a stick, for a tip. And, you know, that was a perfect tip by Bergeron. You know, then you got a couple other goals there. I'm trying to think. Pastrnak's goal was just they won a couple of battles down below the goal line, end up rotating it back out high, and they got St. Louis being real aggressive over on one side of the ice. I mean, I couldn't believe how open Pastrnak was there and how easy he made that goal look. Great move to finish it off. They were smart in the way that they moved the puck around. And it was encouraging because the last few power play goals that they've scored have all been off the rush, mm-hmm. which they're dangerous as well. But these were all goals in the zone. They weren't off the rush. So now they're finding different ways to score goals. In St. Louis, I found it interesting that they were complaining about penalties yesterday during the press conference. Craig Berube and then the players echoed it. They're really, I mean, it sounded to me like whining about the calls and whining about penalties. And I was real surprised to hear that because they've been anti-complaining all series. And they had plenty of right to complain, especially against San Jose. And they went the other direction. And then yesterday they did a complete 180. So we'll see if that's just a little posturing to try to, you know, get the referees, you know, if they're listening, to maybe make a few changes. But I found that very interesting that Craig Berube was complaining as much as he was yesterday.
All right, I want your opinion on this because I can't quite figure it out. Perron went face-to-face with Rask. I don't know why he did that. I don't know why that would intimidate Rask in any way. And they seem to be going out of their way to make contact with him, which isn't, in my opinion, very smart because you're opening yourself up to penalties. Would that affect the goaltender at all? Just like knowing that you might get run into or having some guy yell at you?
Well, Tuukka's done a great job of just kind of parking that. You know, I mean, I think he's done a phenomenal job of that. You know, in game two, the two times he was run over, those were big time hits. And I didn't have a problem with Blaze. I mean, it deserved a penalty, but he's just going hard to the net. He's got the puck on his stick. He's going hard to the net. So I've got no problem with that one. Schwartz, I didn't understand. So we're still going back to game two. He just barreled over Rask. I wasn't sure what he was doing there.
And he cost himself an opportunity. I mean, if he would have slowed down,
he had a chance.
Yeah, he had a chance.
Yeah, the puck was loose. And in Perron's case, I think Perron is saying, you know, he's trying to do something to get under Rask's skin. He should have gotten a penalty there as well. Like, it wasn't a vicious hit or anything, but you can't touch a goaltender in the crease without trying to avoid him. You know what I mean? There's sometimes you have the incidental contact, but that wasn't that. You know, it was obvious what he was doing, and they missed that call. So never been a goaltender, but Rask just seems so calm right now. I hope he's back in the zone that he was, you know, for the first three rounds. It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, he made the saves he needed to in game three, especially early on. You know, he got up after he got knocked down there and kind of went face to face with Perron. But I don't think it's bothering him. But you know, who knows? You get hit enough times, maybe it starts to bother you. So hopefully not. And you know, it didn't affect him in that game. That's for sure. He played really well.
All right. Is in the modern NHL, you watch far more hockey than I. Do you see this often? I'm perplexed by this whole idea what are you doing?
But how do we get Rask off his game?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
How do we get Rask off his game? For the Bruins, it wasn't about running over Binnington. It was about scoring. They scored five times on him. So I think St. Louis is searching right now. I really do. I think we got to make it hard. You know, you always talk about, you know, the cliches in the locker rooms. We got to make it hard on the goaltender. We got to take his eyes away. We got to make him fight through screens and traffic in front. Well, they're taking it an extra step. I mean, you know, and if they do that, I mean, like I said, Perron should have had a penalty there, no question. And, you know, maybe the Bruins would have had five power play goals instead of four. So just keep scoring. They keep taking dumb penalties, keep scoring. And that's the way to combat it.
Okay, so Binnington is, he seems to have the right kind of demeanor for a goaltender in that he seems to have no personality. But, I mean, it's the truth. I would like that, I guess. But, you know, he's not young, but, you know, this is
he's inexperienced in this position.
Yeah, he's inexperienced, and, you know, he gets pulled. Just talking to guys from St. Louis or in your own opinions, do you think that's going to affect him at all?
Well, his record after losing games is very good. So, and he's been real good in this playoff after a loss. You know, he's come back with a strong performance more often than not. So you expect him to be good, but he's never been pulled either. So that was a first experience for him, especially in the playoffs. So, you know, I think you get one or two early, and I'm curious to see how he handles things. You know, and I'm not sure he's so unflappable either. You know, look at game one. Remember the elbow he threw at David Backus? I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
Oh, yes. In the crease when Backus was bent over, yes.
Yeah, there was, and I told Felger and Maz this too, that if you go back and watch him against Dallas, there was a episode with him going off the ice after a period was over, and he was going by the other goaltender. It was Ben Bishop for Dallas, and he slashed Bishop. I think you can get under his skin a little bit. I really do. But the best way to do it is just to score. I mean, and we'll see how he comes back. He has bounced back from defeats here this season pretty well. So we'll see how he comes back here today. And I think, you know, hopefully the Bruins can pop a couple early and we'll see how he reacts.
So you play golf yesterday?
I did not. I was at the rink most of the day yesterday, believe it or not.
What the hell's gotten into you?
That's a massive upset.
Who are
Pierce?
You, Bob Pierce?
You know that, right?
All we need work. You. I had to do an interview yesterday. I had to do a couple interviews yesterday. So, hey, wow. All about work right now. It's the finals.
All right.
Although in Vancouver, I played a few times. So.
All right, good. That's good to hear.
All right. So, Bob Beers, you can hear him on the call tonight at 8 o'clock.
8:23.
Well, they're not doing the
22.
22.
That's
22.
Right, 22. I forgot, Bob.
No, but the pregame begins at 7:30. You want to check that out. It's the only local call of the game. Bob Beers, thanks so much, sir.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks. See you, man.
We appreciate it. I just don't want – I, for the life of me, can't understand what they're doing with Rask.
But you're right. Let them continue to do it. It's going to get him in the penalty box, and it's going to cause – I guarantee you, the way they're playing right now, the power play. I mean, that was just domination.
About Binnington, though, is good also. I mean, Binnington took a little nudge at Rask as the two of them skated off the ice during the last game, and I remember that cheap shot.
That was
one of those things that was written about afterwards. You never saw a video of it.
Yeah, I don't remember
but
that.
But he did. I remember that slash at Bishop, too. I mean, the kid is not unflappable. Beers has a good point.
I just find it so funny trying to intimidate a goaltender. I mean, if you want to go Oscar Wah on the people and go to center ice and fight, or that might have been Vernon, go ahead and fight. But, I mean, what are you going to do to me? I got 10 tons of pads on. You're not allowed to touch me.
It's a major if you start.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
But what do I know?
And you're going to get a million Zdeno Charas in your face to try to kick your ass if that happens.
Yeah, then you just get your face washed for 5 minutes and then you're on your way.
That right. Sucked what they did to Zdeno, by the way. I mean, there was no
served
reason.
Its purpose. Yeah, served well, its purpose. Yeah. You want a penalty killer off the ice. One of your best, if not your best. If not your best guy off the ice, they succeeded.
And again, there are people that cover the league that are, that you know the coach of St. Louis, and there's always a chance they're saying that they may make a run at Zdeno, just to if it was going to happen, it would probably happen tonight.
Yeah, and even if it doesn't,
man, they got to win. Just they got to win tonight. I don't think they'd make a run. I think right now they're just going to try to score.
There is an idea that they're with their. Well, no, if you go after Zdeno Chara, then you get Chara off the ice too. And whoever they send after Chara, it's going to not be an equal trade.
Well, Zdeno's not going to bite again after he did. He learned his lesson after Game 3. He learned his lesson.
He's 42 years old. There's a lot of lessons. So it will be interesting to see, because I've heard that from more than one person that's covering this series. That what's-his-face is not...
Berube.
Berube is not...
He's old school. Wouldn't put it by him. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, so we'll be right.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Bye-bye. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We've been in enemy territory. We went into Toronto. It's not easy to win there. We went into Columbus, Carolina. You know, a lot of talk about their fan base. Columbus, we went in there, the cannon. Our guys just dealt with it. Been there before. I don't anticipate they'll be overwhelmed.
Let's go, Bruins!
High slot, it's Krug. Brisker deflected. They score! Ripped a wrist shot. The Bruins look like they got a tip on it. A power play goal. 1-0 Bruins.
Coyle got out of the way of a blade check. 3-on-2. Dropped to Johansson. Right circle. It's fired. They score! 3-on-2. The Bruins come across. And Charlie Coyle whistled one home from the right circle. 2-0 Bruins.
Woo!
Picked off by Corrali, but he's got a guy in the zone. Sends it across the blue line to Nordstrom. Left circle. It's fired. They score! With 8 seconds remaining, 3-0.
Near point Bergeron, far point Krug, Rister out in front, they score!
David Pastrnak made it look easy. Krug sent it down low, Pastrnak all by himself over at the far post. He feathered a backhand home, a power play goal.
Thanks.
Right of the net, Tarasenko shoots, rest the save, point blank. Krug, high slot, Marcin plays the pass off his knees, back to Krug, right circle, shoots, he scores! The top of the right wing circle through Jordan Binnington. The Bruins' third power play goal of the night, and they lead it 5-1 here in St. Louis.
I'm watching the bench. Binnington's going to get pulled right now.
Oh, you and Binnington, you piece of shit.
Bergstrom gets it out to center ice. Achari wheels out of the line, fires, scores! The sixth different guy with a goal tonight for the Boston Bruins. Noel Achari, the Rhode Island wrecking ball. Bruins 6, Blues 2.
Parking!
Right circle is fired. They score! Marcus Johansson, seventh goal tonight for the Bruins. 7-2 here in game 3. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins stagger the St. Louis Blues, winning game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. 7-2 here in St. Louis. They have now jumped back in front, and they have now won 7 of 9 road games here in the playoffs.
Thanks. 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 Pasta. Pasta. Thanks. Pasta Bologna.
What is that?
Pasta meat sauce for lunch and pasta. Thanks.
Jack, you and the Thanks. Girls. What's going on? You know, Jack's a little... What's Larry doing up there with the girls?
Yo, what's up, guy?
Oh, you're saving the day.
Hey, ref. Check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
Love the shirt that someone made. Just had his face and it said a voicemail.
That's just his accent. What's up, guys? And thanks.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Somebody actually made a GIF of us, of him turning to the camera going,
thanks.
I retweeted it. That. It's great. It's from the interview. He just goes,
thanks.
He's like a living spit take.
He is, right. He's you know, what's his name from Three's Company to Turn
Larry.
The Camera? Yeah, Larry.
So Rich and I both on our Instagrams have the photo that someone made that's great. Because everyone did a good job, but this is like the best picture of Pasternak because he's like elated.
Uh-huh.
And he's at a window.
Yo, what's up, guys?
and you know that's...
I mean, every time he scores, I just get excited. Like, that was great. What was it, the fourth goal? You know, that power play right at the beginning of the...
Yeah.
And can we just say that one of the greatest things that the NHL has done is made it so if you challenge an offsides and you lose, that the other team gets a power play. Like, that was just, like, such phenomenal, like, just everything you want. It was musical almost. They go out there, they score with 7 seconds left. Corrali, you know, obviously buries that one. And then they do the offsides challenge. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're now effed because they're going to come back in the second period starting on a power play. And then, boom, Pasta scores right after that. And, you know,
what's up, guys?
Says that to the goalie, to Bennington. And then after he scores, he goes,
thanks.
I mean, I thought, like everyone else, he was offsides. I didn't see anything, but I hate that rule, as does anyone else. I don't think there's anyone who likes that rule.
No, the fact that you can challenge that stuff anyway is so ridiculous. And you're right. I mean, offsides, everything about it, it should always be the eye test. It should always be the eye test.
Yeah.
But there one thing I did see this weekend. It's true. Not only does the rest of the country hate the Patriots because of obviously how good they've been, but they also just hate New England sports in general.
I wonder why.
Well, I mean, the Bruins, it's not really fair to hate on them. I mean, they haven't won since 2011.
The Patriots fans ruin it for everybody.
What's that?
I'm telling you, the Patriots fans ruin it for everybody.
Well, I think it's also the fact that they see the Red Sox won and the Patriots won. It's the Patriots.
Well, it's the Patriots fans.
Patriots fans are insufferable. Well, How many times have we had people call and say the worst thing about being a Patriots fan is other Patriots fans?
Yes, the Patriots fans are insufferable. And Felger says it, and I'll say it too.
I understand why Felger says it.
Well, I understand why I say it.
Yes.
It's because it's true.
I know that. You guys are out of town. You're not from here. You hate us. I understand.
Yeah.
You
work in sports radio. I'm sure you love it. I'm sure you love all that deflate stuff.
It was awesome. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah.
I'll take it with all my championship hats and T-shirts, please.
Yeah, all yours. Good job. You've been so good with your team for all this long.
John's the guy who's got the AFC East hat, sits at the bar going, kiss the rings,
kid. That's right. I got it all in one big hamper.
Whether it's rubbed off or it's just that people hate the Bruins, which I don't really believe is truly the case, the whole country, save for New England and four other states, want the Bruins to lose the Stanley Cup final. This was one of those studies as far as Twitter's concerned and pro St. Louis, pro the Bruins, and it looks like it's New England. Obviously, everyone is rooting for the Bruins. And then there's only four other states in the country. I swear, if you get these, I will, like, you know, I'll buy you a...
California.
Something. California's one of them.
I was actually going to guess California.
Now, why would you guess California?
Because there's a lot of transplants.
That is true.
Yeah.
Florida.
Not Florida.
Oh.
Not
all right, so it's got to be some random weird state like Wyoming.
It would be North Dakota, okay, as far as the random weird state.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is kind of funny, and I'm wondering it's because this is an FU to North Carolina, but South Carolina is rooting for the Bruins.
Good. They heard that stupid sports talk show where the guy's building a man cave on Instagram.
Dan just said there is a NBA Finals map,
too. They showed it during the game last night. It's every single state except for California wants Toronto to win. It's the exact same thing. It's Patriots. It's Patriots in reverse. It's every single state except California.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. I want them to lose. And I hate Drake. And you know what? I don't really... I want someone different to win. And I know why people hate, you know, the Patriots for that reason. They've been dominant for so long. Scott Zolak is flipping off once again the Twitch feed, which is fantastic. Yeah, sure.
No rules, bud. You're good. Yeah.
There's been dynasties that weren't as annoying as the Patriots. The Yankees dynasty was annoying.
Yes, the Yankees dynasty and Yankee fans for many years.
Annoying. 49ers wasn't annoying.
Nope.
No.
Have you watched that Andy Samberg Lonely Island thing about the Bash Brothers?
Yeah, I am. I think they were very smart for doing it, and it seems like they're very creative, and I did not think it was funny.
Okay, there's like five songs in it. Two of them are awesome. Like, two of them are unbelievable. The other three are whatever. But did you watch the credits when Joe Montana shows up?
No.
Randomly? Oh, dude, it's the best part.
Okay.
It's about, I don't even want to spoil it for you, but like just out of nowhere, it's they do this like thing. It's, you know, the it's about Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, and it's basically like five music videos about their lives and the massive amount of steroids that they did. And there's parts that are amazing and the other parts that are whatever, but it's 30 minutes long, so who really cares? But the ending credits, just randomly they throw in like a Joe Montana thing, and it's phenomenal. It's the best part of the whole deal.
I'm not positive I find Lonely Island. We had Andy Samberg on one. We had Lonely Island on one time, and I'm like, why don't you guys just put out a rap record?
Well, they do.
No, but like a real rap record. Like, you want to be rappers. I mean, it's completely obvious. I mean, just put out a rap record instead of caging it behind the safety of being a comedy thing.
Because they're good at writing comedy stuff.
Yeah, but you want to be a rapper. So just put out, I mean, rap can have wordplay that's, you know, somewhat humorous, but put out a real rap record.
That movie, Hot Rod, I went in with such low expectations. That's a great movie.
That's Pam Brady. That's why.
Hot Rod, the one with Andy Samberg, is like the stunt biker. That's mm-hmm. like kind of, it's not as good as Grandma's Boy, but it's in that pantheon of movies that shouldn't have been anywhere near as good as they were.
Okay.
Role Models is one of those movies, too. Role Models is excellent.
That's Role Models had stars in it.
Yeah, Sean William Scott, I guess, and at the time, and I guess Paul Rudd's a star. Well,
Paul
yeah.
Rudd's a big star.
Well, he's bigger now that Marvel took him on.
Right.
But back then, he was kind of a star.
I mean, that was like a big budget. Grandma's Boy was just a favor Sandler did for that one dude.
Grandma's Boy's the best.
There's one scene in Grandma's Boy that always makes me laugh, and that's when the other friend of Sandler is talking about whatever weed he has.
Oh.
And he's like, he says something about, I forget it.
And any scene with a robot guy's the best.
Please get on top of me. Oh, boy. That's my problem with the Lonely Island guys and the rap, is that I just think that they should put out a rap record already and not hide behind the fact that it's got to be a comedy album. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the confidence just to put out a rap record. Very into the Beastie Boys, you can tell too by the way that they do it. Lots of penis humor in it as well.
Yes, there is.
It was a bold undertaking, I'll give you that.
For 30 minutes, it was the perfect amount of time.
Yeah, a bold undertaking. I mean, it's not any kind of. I think you should leave. I mean, they're on two different planets.
Not as good as that. If you watch that Jose Canseco thing that the only one I did, just the first like 5 minutes is like out of the park.
Yeah, the first 5 minutes is great, and then I lost interest.
And the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay, I didn't make it to the last 5 minutes.
It's great.
I started to get...
It ends with a bang. It begins with a bang, ends with a bang.
When they start talking about their parents and their dads, I was just like, all right.
Yeah, that's because they had to fill the time. They had to fill the 30 minutes.
I'm like, for the first time, this is obvious.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have coming up in the old stack-a-roo?
Well, we now have confirmation what is indeed the worst baseball park in the entire country, and it, to the point where...
Major League or overall?
Major League, where the broadcasters can't even hide their disdain anymore.
Yeah, because it costs people games. I mean, it's such a bad park, it costs you games. All right, here are the headlines. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, 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 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Well, every time we talk about awful baseball fields in the major leagues, there's really only two to choose from. Which one you believe is the worst? You've got the one over there in Oakland, which regularly has sewage flooding the dugouts of several visiting teams. When's the last time that happened? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, is that the only baseball field left in Major League Baseball that is also used as a football field?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. And that Oakland's far and away been the worst place I've ever been in. The only thing that's ever been close is the old Shea Stadium that was falling down before they finally knocked it down.
Well, the only other one in the conversation with Oakland would have to be Tropicana Field, which just looks like the mustiest place on the planet. It looks like the fish that they used to have. Remember the tank out in the back? They looked like they were like,
and it was all
dying.
Dirty. It was really depressing.
Right. Like, you couldn't even see the fish swimming around because it's all cloudy.
Terry Francona used to say the place was made of Tinker Toys.
Well, yeah. All I know is that it seems like even the announcers are sick of this stadium, as they should be. So this past Friday, in the top of the eighth, the score was tied 3-3, and the Twins were in town. Miguel Sano just smoked a ball to left field. I mean, this was a guaranteed home run on a fairly important game, and here's how things went down.
A high fly deep down the left field line near the pole, and it hit the catwalk, and it's caught by Adames.
I think it hit the speaker up there.
It's the second time that Sano has hit a potential home run here, only to have it carom off the structure up above for an out. It happened a couple years ago, and that ball looked like it might have gone over the wall down the left field line. Take another look at it. It's the third out, and we're still scoreless at third.
Ball hit the speaker. Look at that. Blow up this place.
That's Bert Blylevin, which I love it. It's just like, I'm sick of it. Blow up this place.
I always wonder why like guys like Blylevin have to have a job.
They probably like it. Like, I would think that if you were out of the business, you would probably enjoy still being around it. It would probably fulfill that thing that you hear players have all the time, to still be around the game and to be able to talk about it. And everywhere you go, you're treated as somewhat of a, you know, a star still.
I don't know. Being in Tampa in June and having to spend all that time there and that hellhole where they play.
It's grueling. I mean, you're right. I mean, the baseball schedule almost more than any of them just seems like
more than
grueling.
Any of them. The baseball schedule is by far the most grueling. I mean, they play double the games of anyone else.
Now, what a pain in the ass, but what a horrible field. It hit the speaker that was hanging down.
Yeah, it happens far too often, and it costs players, it costs teams games.
Mm-hmm. And it did, it seemed like that game. So there you go. They've got to just blow up that field. But they can't really build a new one because maybe they can sucker the taxpayers into building a giant stadium like they did with the Marlins.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you could fool the people in Florida with just like shiny things.
I think they had 3,000 people at a game, a day game.
It was 5,000. And they released a statement like saying that, you know, we love our fans and we're thankful our fans are there. Jesus. Or something like that. Because, I mean, it had to be addressed. It was the worst crowd attendance in major leagues, I think in like, 10 years or something like that?
Well, it's apparently the park's in a garbage place that's impossible to get to, and then there's no atmosphere and it sucks. I don't know why Major League Baseball felt like they needed to be in Tampa. I don't know why that was such a pressing issue for them, but they were willing to overlook any kind of infrastructure that would go into that.
So Golden State ended up winning game two last night in a game that was pretty close until, of all people, Andre Iguodala hit like a clutch three with like 5 seconds left. It was amazing. He catches the ball at the three-point line, and like no one on the Raptors even tries to cover him because they're like, this dude can't hit this.
Well, there's a reason no one ran at him, because they were positive if he ever shot the ball, he'd miss.
Yeah, because he's been missing like a ton.
Well, he's 0 for his previous 11 leading into the game, and that was the second one he hit.
So he just stood there for a second and saw no one was coming and was like, all right, and he shot it, and he probably should have waited a little bit longer because they were up and the shot clock had a little bit of time
left. It had a couple of seconds left, but if he missed it, Golden State would have led by two with like 4 or 5 seconds left.
They ended up winning by 5 because he hit that shot. But after the game, which of course Kevin Durant still did not play in, and Klay Thompson got hurt, I guess he's going to be back. And more than likely Kevin Durant's going to be back for the next game. But as the game was over, you could see back by the locker rooms, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson started yelling at Drake, who was walking by, and this is what happened.
Hey, come back. Here's Drake. Excuse me. The Bay, Aubrey. You weren't talking tonight, were you?
It's okay.
See you in the Bay, Aubrey, which Aubrey, I guess, is his real name, Drake's real name. And then Drake's like, it's all right. We're going to come back. We'll kill you. And he's like, yeah. You keep talking. And then Draymond Green comes around the corner and Drake goes, ooh, ooh.
I
like basketball. I'm friends with these guys. I'm Drake.
You know what's pretty funny is that, you know, Kevin Durant during game one, when he was not playing, found time to like a photo of Olivia Munn on Instagram. So he's just like, he's not feeling too bad at all. He's checking out the chicks, saying, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Olivia Munn is an attractive woman.
She is.
You got to like her.
Yep. Well, Silicon Valley, unfortunately, shutting down after its upcoming sixth season. They talked to the creator of course, Beavis and Butthead as well, Mr. Mike Judge. And he said, we've kind of looked at this story wrapping up right about now, and we think that we've done most everything that we can do. I guess he's going to be moving on to do another series that he already has a deal with for HBO, which, of course, I'm excited about. Also, one of the guys who's been working on Silicon Valley jumped over and started working on that show, Barry, which is supposed to be excellent.
Yeah, I've only seen the first episode.
Yeah, I've seen the first two episodes, and it was really good.
Is that the one with Henry Winkler in it?
Yeah, yes. But, okay. But I guess it gets even better as the series goes on. But the first two episodes, as you said, Fred, or the first one was good, and the second one was even better. So we shall see. Well, there is a report on the Celtics possibly moving on from trading for Anthony Davis. According to a guy named Steve Kyler of SB Nation, he wrote, quote, as bad as the Celtics season went for on a lot of fronts, and we're starting to hear about even more, there's a sense that maybe trying to do old guys and young guys isn't going to work out. He said, maybe the best path forward they're realizing is the young guys. If you really look at how the Celtics played in the postseason last year to this year, the young guys were way more inspired than, say, a Kyrie Irving-led team. It seems like at this point, the Celtics are looking at other things.
Yeah, and that, then you're really all in on Jason Tatum.
I mean, yeah,
that's the path. That's
he's
the
your
third,
star.
That's the third option. I mean, it's just leave the team alone, let Kyrie Irving leave, and set up Tatum to make that max contract in a couple of years.
And whether or not it's a lesser chance of you winning a championship next year, I guarantee you the fans will like that move the best.
And yeah, well, I mean, look.
You'll get the fans back if you say, well, you know what? We see our wrongs. We see that we kind of lost our way. Or actually, I can't even blame them. Kyrie screwed everything up. Let's go back to committing to these guys who we know are dirt dogs and play their ass off. So,
no, if you're willing to take a step back for a couple of years, I don't know if the fans are ready for that, considering the slow build to last year.
They're going to have no problem if that's the case. I guarantee you there's not going to be one pissed Celtics fan if they didn't trade for Anthony Davis and they're going all in on Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart.
The guy who averages 15, 4, and 5.
That's because he was the number 3 on this year's team.
Okay.
He'll be fine. Leave him alone, he'll be fine.
Okay.
The playoff Tatum from last year will return.
He's going to kill next year.
Absolutely.
If that's the way
to
go.
If only to piss you off.
He's going to
see
kill
how wrong you really
year.
Are.
All right. I like all those All-Star game teams played in.
He's been in the league for 2 years.
Yeah, there's plenty
two
of guys.
2 years.
There's plenty of guys that play in the All-Star game their first couple years.
More
than
be,
a couple.
This is going to be fun.
I mean, if he's a future
be really
Hall of
fun.
Famer, in quotations, like we've been told, you know, you better get to it.
Well, there's no secret. Jonathan Isaac will be in the All-Star game next year.
How's Jonathan? I said give him 5 years. Where's Jonathan Isaac?
I haven't looked at the numbers recently. I do know he was starting at the end of the year for Orlando.
You're not going to give Tatum 5 years?
No, Jonathan Isaac was a project. Jason Tatum was supposed to be a finished product. All right, we will be right back.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you all out and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're touching.
The tradition continues. He was sitting in here during the break, sitting in here holding a conversation with all three of us. And
when did he leave?
The microphone gets cracked and he's gone.
When did he leave?
I don't know.
I shouldn't have yelled at him. I scolded him during the break, that's all. And then he got up and left.
He was just breaking his balls, that's all.
About the cups?
Yeah.
And so now he took the cups and left.
Oh my God.
Nice job, Dan.
Jeez. By the way, guess how much to be on the glass? Game 5.
2,000.
No, on the glass.
Yeah, put them on the glass.
Oh, on the glass. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about hockey seats.
No,
sorry. My mistake.
Yeah, for Game 5 on the glass. Yeah.
Ooh, worst seats in the house. Huh?
See, I like on the glass.
No, not for this game. No. Nope. The best seat in the house is center ice, first row, balcony.
Yep. Well, not according to the ticket value.
Well, no.
Well, the people that are buying tickets for that much on the glass.
That's more status than anything else.
Exactly.
So I'm in the loge. Okay, good.
That's
you paid twice as much as I did. Congratulations.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to see about one third of the ice.
Yes. Yes. First row, balcony, center ice.
That's the same as football, too.
Actually, football is a little different. If you take crafts like luxury boxes on the 40-yard line. Because if you're on the 50, you're constantly looking one way or another.
Fair enough.
Of the plays in front of you if you're at the 40 or the 35.
All right. How much are they going for?
$6,200.
Good Lord.
On the glass for Game 5. And just the get-in price is still $980 for the top level for Game 5.
Any word on whether or not we can get seats?
It's looking good.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a meeting after the show to get all the ways and means and to make sure this is confirmed, but...
Tomorrow, we possibly could announce a contest.
It's a very simple idea, and then it goes into the hands of other people,
and then it gets twisted. I've seen that before.
No, that's not it. It gets in the hands of other people, and they'll have to. I mean, the meeting should literally be 2 minutes.
Okay.
Because there's nothing we can do about it after that.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly a contest announcement tomorrow to win tickets to Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
If not tomorrow, certainly the next day.
And if the Bruins end up winning tonight,
oh boy.
You're going to earn those tickets because you could be in the house for... I mean, how much are these ticket prices going to go up? We talked about that. I mean, at least like 40%. If they win tonight, Game 5 tickets are going to go through the roof.
Oh, they'll be over $1,200 for Upper Deck.
Yeah. You think?
It was seven, eight hundred last week.
It's $1,000 to get in right now. So it's going to be
that's
like
end
if
zone they win
behind
tonight, the
if they win tonight,
game?
It'll oh, be $1,500 to get in.
Plus, you get the party after, and then try and kill Felger. It's great. Felger's going to be so nervous after that one.
Monty's not going to know which.
Everybody's like, it's okay. Don't, you know, we've done this before, but we'll get him at the final. We'll get him at the
final. Where do they broadcast from?
That same
the
location.
The studio right across the street.
They blocked off the back, but there's still two side windows that are cops.
Oh, yeah.
By.
Yep.
And that one single cop with the chaos after them closing it out, he's not gonna be able to stop.
There's police. I bet there's police everywhere.
I found the cops. Like, I'm gonna go get a sandwich.
Is it illegal to bang on the window?
No, as long as you don't break
it. No, but they hire a police officer to keep people from doing it.
A police officer, one.
But if it's not illegal,
what are you gonna do? Go past the police officer?
No, of course not.
Police officers there, you're not gonna screw with it.
No,
no. But if he can't arrest you,
he can't arrest you
for what?
I mean, that's, you know, you could be damaging property, disturbing
the
peace.
Yeah, if I'm a cop, too, I'm getting fired up. Bruins win. You're like, hey, let's get him.
All right. But you're not damaging property.
It could be, you could think of a reason.
All they want to do is just grab Felger and just pass him around. They don't want to harm him. He's trying to make him uncomfortable.
All right, what do you guys got going today?
Oh, God. Feels like the Bruins game was 8 days ago. They were starting with the Bs. A lot of stuff from that. NBA Finals last night. I watched because of Drake. See if there's anything going back and forth.
Finals have been great.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lived up to the heights.
Makes me feel worse about the Celtics today. It really does.
All right. Everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Enjoy the game this evening. Bye.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an offseason.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.